I was driving here around the Southern Michigan for the past couple of weeks. Gas prices, 185, 187, 189. Some places, 199. And then just a couple of days ago, I saw, and some of our listeners remarked about the fact that gas had all jumped to 219. Every station, exactly the same price within an hour of each other. And, you know, they say, well, we're not in this thing together. Really? Because it's awfully hard to believe looking at that. And then on the same day yesterday, the Senate passes legislation approving the Keystone XL pipeline. Our next guest here to talk about both those ideas, Mark Griffin, the head of the Michigan Petroleum Association. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Let's start with the $2.19 a gallon. I mean, it's pretty interesting that every station, for as far as the eye can see, Mark, has the identical price within an hour. All go up together, and yet we're told that they're independent dealers. They work separately. Come on.
Well, if you look at some of the things online, you'll see that there's actually gas prices. We're in a range from $1.87 to $2.29 throughout the Lansing area. Basically, gas isn't on sale right now. After an extended period of time where 5 of the last 9 days, gas was on sale, there were times that we were selling gas as much as 9 cents below cost, and our cost has gone up over 20 cents over the last 2 weeks. The market restored to a level of profitability, and historically this happens after you have extended periods of below-cost selling. It won't last long. As a matter of fact, I'm already seeing some evidence where prices are coming down.
Okay, so when people look at this, though, because I had one listener in particular point this out yesterday and say, listen, I drove all the way from Detroit to Lansing over towards Grand Rapids, and every single station within an hour had gone from 185, 189, 199, whatever, to 219, the identical price for every station across the state. And I saw the same thing. And he said to me, and this is the listener now, it looks like collusion. And so, Mark, obviously, we all see the same thing. We all see prices go up together. They don't fall in unison, but they always go up in unison. And yet we're supposed to believe that all these gas stations are independently owned and operated. But it doesn't appear that way from our driver's window.
And I think that's exactly it, Steve. You're only looking at a few gas stations that you see as you drive by. I was in Bay City yesterday, and the prices weren't all at $2.19. I saw some 213s. I saw some 219s. Like I said, if you go online, look at one of the websites that tracks gas prices, you're going to see the prices are in a range between about $1.87 to $2.29. So if they all went to $2.19, then I guess we can never trust any of those websites because they're showing something different than what you're describing.
Can you at least appreciate, though, the point of view of motorists that see the same thing? I've watched it my entire life, as have other motorists, and they all remark the same. It's not the first time you've heard this, obviously.
No. It's a general trend, and people react to that. What they don't realize is what causes it, and that's what I've tried to explain, that typically when you see a sharp upswing like that, it follows an extended period where gas has been on sale. They can't afford to sell gas at a loss every day, week after week after week. And many days in the last 9, for instance, that's what I looked at, they were as much as 9 cents below cost. So it was on sale. It's not on sale today, although we are starting to see evidence where prices at some stations are already starting to come down into that 213 or below range as an average. Lansinger, I think the average right now is 216.
All right. So, well, you know, we're probably going to give you heat for that for the rest of our relationship because that's what people call give me heat about, and therefore I have to give you heat about it. You understand how that works. If they're complaining, I've got to ask you.
People have been telling me that for 20 years, you know, that, oh, you guys must collude. And I always say, well, if we collude, then why were we losing 9 cents a gallon? That wouldn't be very smart on our part, would it?
Well, that's a fair point. And obviously, you've been watching the national politics, of course. When the Republicans got elected in November, they said they're going to send through a Keystone bill. They have done that. The Senate passed legislation Thursday approving the Keystone XL oil pipeline, which obviously sets up a battle with the White House. It's interesting to note that it passed with 62 votes, which means Democrats on board with it, 53 Republicans, 9 Democrats on board with building this Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to Texas. And the proponents say creating jobs and creating more energy opportunities for America. how critical is a pipeline like this, whether or not, you know, it changes the day-to-day operation, but I guess for symbolism even, how do you guys see this?
Well, I think it's the whole concept of energy independence. You know, we get most of our crude oil right now. You know, our biggest trading partners for crude oil are Canada and Mexico. Saudi Arabia is in that mix as well. But when you think about it, it just makes sense since North America, you've got, you know, with Canada and Mexico as producers, they're the closest ones to us. It makes sense that we do everything we can to rely on that product that's closest to the United States. So in the sense that the XL pipeline will help ensure energy independence from other, perhaps more volatile areas of the world, it certainly makes sense to move forward with the XL pipeline.
And so do you think that this, when we talk energy, I mean, you're out there with these folks all the time, when we talk energy, how important do you think it is when people go to the ballot box every couple of years, especially if they see that prices have come down to about $2 or less, and they see that energy can make a difference to their monthly budget, to their family specifically? How important do you think these are when it gets to casting ballots?
Well, I think that's a really good question. I think, you know, historically people vote their pocketbook. They sit down and they logically look at all the different variables that are going on in their life, and they try to vote for the person who they think is going to, you know, make sure that they have a good life and they're able to buy the things they want to buy and, you know, pay their mortgage and feed their kids and put clothes on everyone's back. So if this, you know, if the pipeline is able to accomplish that and keep prices of fuel low, then I think people generally support those issues.
Well, I agree with you. I think that I think it's important for the pocketbook issues, which is why we have you on here to discuss such things and make sure that people understand that the gas station operator is apparently not out to get us, despite what it may look like when you drive by looking out your driver's window. Mark, anything you'd like to add this morning before we run?
Well, I think people should remember that the price of gas today is about a dollar or more lower than it was a year ago. Everyone is enjoying that. No one's enjoying it any more than we are. We love the fact that the price of gas is down around $2, and we hope it stays down in that range. That means our customers, as you were talking about pocketbook issues, they have more money to come inside and spend in our convenience stores, and that's truly where the profit in our business comes from, is from the convenience store side. Gas, as I said, is typically a pass-through. Many times we sell it at a loss. It's on sale many times in many markets. So we're excited about these low prices. We hope it lasts as long as it possibly can.
Yeah, fair enough. Mark, always a pleasure. Mark Griffin, the head of the Michigan Petroleum Association here on the Steve Griffin Show on this Free-for-All Friday. Mark, thank you.
That's Steve. Thank you.